What's up, everybody? Billy Robbins here, and I want to talk to you today about what it means to be a man. If you've been watching the news, just poking your head around lately, it's obvious that this idea of manhood should be questioned. We're seeing men abuse their power, abuse their authority all over the place. Every realm, every industry, men in leadership positions are showcasing their inability to do this thing called being a man well, especially a man of authority and a man of power. So this is especially for you if you're a man who has leadership. And if you're married, if you're got kids, you're in a leadership position. You got influence over employees, over different people. You're in a position of leadership. And there's a responsibility that we have, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it on the news. We're seeing it with men. We're seeing it in all kinds of spheres. Men that are abusing and jacking up this position of leadership. And it's a shame because a man in leadership, it's an endowment. It's a beautiful thing. You've been given a gift. You've been given this awesome opportunity. But with much given, much is required. When you have substantial gifts, powers, whatever you want to call them, there's the ability to really bless and use it for good, and then there's the ability to abuse and degrade that power. And in just the last few months, we've seen this on a dramatic scale. So actually, I had a conversation with a buddy of mine recently about this, and we were talking about, what does it mean? What does it mean to be a man? What does it look like? What are all the pieces and parts? And while we were talking, I came up with a couple graphs, illustrations, to showcase some concepts about what it really means to be a man. Because what the world needs is men. Men acting like men right now. Because the men that we see in these leadership positions, they're not acting like real men. They're acting actually like boys. And they're abusing what they have. And so let me illustrate this in a couple different graphs. So we got the Y and X axis here. And let me show you a little bell curve that I think helps illustrate what we're talking about. So if you think about this bell curve, we're going to call the x-axis, we're going to call this your alphaness, right? Alpha is a term we like to throw around with men, alpha males, you know, men, right? And so we've got our little alpha range here from low to high. And then over here, we'll call this, I would say aggression, but aggression can be a good thing in certain contexts, right? Aggressiveness, but sometimes got a negative context. I'm going to put like domination, dominative, aggro, aggressive. You get the idea. It's not aggro. Let me spell that right. It's not the idea of being aggressive or being proactive, but about like aggression, dominance, okay? So let's take this. We've got low to high aggression, low to high alphaness. Now, there's something that happens in a man's life, right? Oftentimes when we start, we are very much here. We are very passive, right? We're very like timid down here, and we have a low alphaness. We kind of think that combined, right? If I'm right here, and you know these people, you know these men, these passive, timid men, they don't stand up for anything. They don't protect their family. They're just little boys. You know, little grown-up boys that still play video games, and not that video games are bad, but they do little boy things rather than doing big boy men stuff. And you may know a few of those guys in your life, and you may resemble a guy like that in your life. But where you don't make decisions, you don't step up when you need to. You're the guy who's never there. You're the guy who falls flat. You're the guy that just can't seem to be counted on to make it happen. And there's a plethora of these types. In fact, I'm going to show you in just a second, I think there's really just like a reflection in society today of two men, and they're on the extremes of two things I'll show you. So something happens, all of a sudden you're like, nah, I'm going to be an alpha male, I'm going to get it, I'm going to make it happen, I'm going to be the man, I'm going to do it, right? I'm just going to man up and get it done. And so all of a sudden you start to move up this scale, and what you do is you're moving up the alpha scale. And so many men today think that the pinnacle of manhood is to be uber aggressive. Have you ever met these people? These people who just exert their dominance on some. And in fact, I think that's what we're seeing in the online today, or seeing on the news and in the media, what's happening in the world, is these guys up here that think, I am the most manly I can be when I dominate. And so we see what's happening in, you know, communications and Twitter, on video, all this stuff coming out. And that's what it is. And you know what? They're wrong. They didn't get it. They think that this is the pinnacle, and it's actually not. And we know these guys. We know these guys that dominate, that just, they push themselves in every situation. They go and they make it happen. They feel like they're above everybody else. Now, here's the interesting thing about this, is that this line right here is actually a separator. And on this side of here, I'm going to say that any activity that occurs here, as well as at the top of that, is actually based on fear. You know, men like don't like to talk about fear. Oh, I'm not afraid. And they act like they're all tough and aggressive and they fight back. I'll tell you what, that's actually a pure sign of fear. Whether I see somebody in an altercation that's very timid and weak and passive and cowering, that's fear. But same with the dude who just seems to be like extra aggro, extra aggressive, dominating, yelling, screaming, puffing his chest. He's still afraid. He's afraid he's not good enough. So he just responds in a different way. He responds with this uber aggression as a way to mask the fear that he really has. That's the truth. But what really is going on here is they're missing the most important side of this entire bell curve. Because as a man progresses to really encapsulate true alphaness, you actually have to come back down the passive scale. Come back to a place, I don't know if timidity is the right word, but come back to a place of passiveness, of peace. Let me give an example of how this works out. Three dudes walk into a bar. You've got a very timid, passive, scared he's going to get beat up dude. You got a big, swole, you know, super uber aggressive, you know, banging his elbow into everybody who walks by, you know, staring him down. What's up? What? You want to go? I mean, those dudes, right? That's your boy right here. But then let's say you got another dude in there. Let's say he just looks pretty chill. You know, he might be a second degree jiu-jitsu black belt, like just badass crazy dude. But he's just chilling, just hanging out. And let's say a fight breaks out. Let's say uber aggressive guy here, he chin checks Mr. Timid Boy, gives him a check in the shoulder, you know, stares him down. And this dude just cowers and walks away. And this dude, yeah, and they're all, him and all his buddies are talking trash, telling him he's this, telling him he's that, right? Now, let's say that same dude chin checked our buddy over here, our double, you know, second degree black belt guy. He just checks him. And that dude is the man. That dude could straight choke this fool out in 2 seconds. He could absolutely dominate the situation. But he's actually so confident in who he is. He's actually so sure of his abilities that with peace in his heart, looking at this guy, he can say, I would absolutely kill you. And then what? Would I go to jail? Then I'd be taken away from my wife and my kids, or I would, you know, whatever the case may be, that all these negative things. And I'm actually so secure in myself that I won't go into your trap to help you look like a man in front of your boys. I'll actually step back. In fact, I'm so confident that I could pull back from the scenario, start to leave the place while everybody's calling me this and that, you're this, you're that. Everybody thinks I'm a fool. I look like an idiot. But I'm so confident in myself that I'm able to withstand all of that negativity and I don't even respond. It doesn't faze me because I'm actually so pure and confident. Now, what about that guy? That is alphaness. That is manness. When you can actually be so secure that being afraid of what other people think, being able to pull up in a beat up car rather than having to have the nicest car because my car is my identity. Being able to seem like I don't have lots of money rather than exerting like this wealth persona. Anybody who does that, you're afraid. The people on social media that's all bling and cash and all this other stuff, it's because you feel like you're not good enough. So you want to be aggressive in my approach to make you think that I'm something. But the somebody who actually has it all, that is able to go low, be humble. Now, let me give you another example of this. So, say you're a married dude. Is it easier to lash out when your wife says something that taps into your insecurity? Or is it easier to actually just let it go? You know, let's say you've been dreaming about something, some business, you've had this thing on your heart, you've been talking about it for a while, you've been sharing like, oh, I want this thing so bad. And you bring it up again, and her response is something like, all you do is talk about it and you never do. And it's like a swift kick in the balls. It's like, oh. If you're insecure and you think your manliness is birthed off of aggression, what's your response going to be? Probably bashing her and all the things she does, tearing her down because you're insecure, because you're afraid. Because this side is insecurity and fear. But when you've actually become mature and you're like, you know what? That's right. She's actually telling the truth. And the fact that it hurts so much is just highlighting why I have to do that. And you're mature and you're over here and you restrain yourself. Restraint is actually harder. It actually takes more strength to restrain yourself in certain situations than to be aggressive. And it's funny because you could look like this guy here because you're showing restraint, but you're not doing it because you're afraid. You're doing it for love. Because on this side of the spectrum, it's based out of love. It's based out of love for yourself and respect for yourself. It's based out of love for other people, for the situation's peace. It's real power. It's real alpha. Now, I'm not going to preach to you, but if we think about the example out of the Bible, most people, whether you're churchgoer or not, know the story of Jesus, where it says that he washed the disciples' feet. And we like to think of that as a way to show that, hey, if God came to earth and washed disciples' feet and served people, you're supposed to serve too, and that is part of it. But there's a line right before that happens that is so crazy. It says, for he knew who he was, and he knew where he was going, so he got from the table and washed the disciples' feet. And washing the disciples' feet in that time, like 2,000 years ago, dirty feet, sandals, it was the most low of the low of the low of the low that you could do. It was the lowest job. It was what the slaves did. And here is, as he says, I know who I am. I'm God. I know where I'm going, back to heaven, to take up my kingdom, to sit on the throne. That's pretty alpha. And able, but because I am so secure and know who I am actually able to go so low without allowing it to affect me because I'm so confident. And it is actually kind of funny that in Revelations, Jesus refers to himself as the Alpha and the Omega. We like to call Alpha as an attribute. I have Alpha-ness. Jesus said he was Alpha. It's a pretty good example of able to go low because you are so high. So if all you do is go high, aggression, because you're actually so low in your confidence, in your spirit, that is an issue. Now think about how this applies to all the scenarios going on. Think about sometimes you're like, how could that person do that? How could that guy tweet that in response to this situation? How could that guy have responded that way? How could he have said that? In this context, now doesn't it make more sense? They just didn't know. They thought that this was the pinnacle. They didn't see the other side of the hill. Nobody told them about the other side of the hill. But there's another side. That there's another side of being a man, and that's going down. And I want to give you another example of this that illustrates it. If we now, instead of a bell curve, let's create a little bit of a, I don't even know what it's called. It's a thingy. Okay. So again, if we think of aggression, actually, if we think of this, let me change it up a little bit. I'm going to write self. Oh, I lost my... That's what I get for talking with my thing. You can hang with me here. If we think of self and we think of others, and let me get my other pen here. So if we think of self and then we think of others, self, others, and instead of alpha, let's call it responsible. So we have two new axes. Irresponsible, ultra responsible, self-focused, other-focused. If you think of like what it really is as your progression as a man, when you're a boy, you're here. You are 100% self-focused. I have a 4-year-old son. He's pretty self-focused. Starting to get into now being more aware of everybody, but when he was 2 years old, self. All about him. That's all he can think about is self. And he's also completely irresponsible. If I don't feed him, he doesn't eat. Right? He can't take care of himself. He has no responsibility whatsoever. But what's supposed to happen as a boy gets older and gets older, what he actually does is he starts to become more and more responsible. And so at a point in your life, you know, maybe in high school, you're still pretty selfish. You're self-focused. But now you've got some responsibility. You can get up on time. You know, you can take care of yourself. You can dress yourself. Maybe you got a job. You can do a couple things. But you have a sense of responsibility. Now, the problem is that some men end up staying here. Maybe they get a little bit more responsible, but they actually just keep being focused on themselves, right? You get a job, you know, maybe the way that you treat people is very selfish in your marriage or dating girls or whatever the case is, it's all about you. But I want to say that the true man, the true scale of manness is actually on not only how responsible you are, but how other focused are you. Think about it. To be a great husband, it's not about you. It's about your wife. It's about putting her first, about caring for her needs, working hard to provide for her, you know, depositing into her life. To be a good dad, you know, you're saying, oh, I'm responsible for myself. Oh, my wife. And then my kids. I've got to give to my kids. I have to sacrifice. I have to serve them. It ain't all about me. Maybe I shouldn't play golf 3 times a week. Maybe I should be around. Maybe I should be a present dad. Maybe I should be a present dad, not one that's just in the room, but maybe I should turn off that TV, put the beer down, get on the ground and play with my kids. Get into my kids' lives. Ask them how things are going. And then if you really want to progress, you start to take responsibility not only for yourself, not only taking care of others, but you then assume responsibility that others should have had. Give you an example of this. 7 years ago, I adopted a little girl. My wife and I adopted a little girl who somebody gave up on. There was a man who was supposed to be responsible enough to care who just let her go, just abandoned her. And so my wife and I had to step up, and then we had to be responsible. We had to step up and assume responsibility. And now that beautiful, my beautiful daughter is 15 years old. She's 15 years old, and it's amazing how it hits me when I was 15 years old, what I was doing. When I was 15 years old, I was that boy that was just like treating girls like trash. I was trying to get everything I could out of them. I was trying to, you know, it was all about dominating them. I was trying to, you know, have sex, impose myself, and it was all about me. I wanted to look cool. I was afraid. I wanted all my friends to think I was the man. Oh, look, I did this. I did that. And now I've got this little girl, and now I'm depositing into her to help protect her, to help guide her. And then with whatever else, what other things could you be responsible for? You know, this video, I could easily have fear. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to stutter. I'm going to say something stupid. People are going to think this is dumb. Anytime you put anything online, people are going to say stupid crap about it. Okay. But there could be a guy out there that this is what he needed. He needed to hear this message. And when he heard it, he was like, oh, yes, that's what's going on. That's the next step I need to take. So am I going to be so vulnerable and afraid of what people might say when I have the opportunity to help give life, to give benefit to somebody? Am I so concerned about myself and what people think about me that I'm not willing to step out and try to give life to somebody? This means so much to me because I've lived on both of these. I've been on the extremes. You know, there's actually two extremes. The two extremes I was going to tell you about, it's funny, a couple years ago, there was the Emmys, right? That's the daytime ones, right? The Emmys, yeah, I think so. The Emmys came out, and the two shows that absolutely killed it were Modern Family and Breaking Bad. I forgot how many awards they got. They got all the awards. And it's funny because you look at Modern Family, and Modern Family is basically, it's Hollywood's mirror of society. I mean, it's what the name of the show is, Modern Family. It's like a reflection of our society. If you think about it, you know, one of the main characters, Phil Dunphy, right? Well, he's so lovable and goofy. Think about him for a second. He barely makes any decisions at all. So it's amazing to get up, get dressed, and go to work, right? His wife controls everything. She makes all the decisions. It's funny, but he's like, oh, I'm a big kid. I want to be my kid's best friend. It's like, dude, your kid needs a man, not another buddy. He's got buddies at school. You're showing him that, hey, it's cool to be irresponsible. Hey, it's cool to check out my father-in-law's wife and just stare at her butt because that's funny. But you know what? How many men resemble that? Sure, you get up, you go to work, you do your thing, but you're just like this weak, timid boy. You don't take responsibility. You don't step up. You don't sacrifice. You're a child. How many are like that? And then you've got Breaking Bad. Right? You got mafioso, drug dealer, guns, just boom, getting it. And dude, if you think about it, those are kind of the two role models that we have in today's society. You're the straight boss, alpha, aggression, money, guns, drugs, girls, get it. Or you've got this passive, timid, well, I'm a good guy because I have a job and we live in suburbia and like, what? Where's the role model? Where's the man that sacrifices? Where's the man that has the hard conversations? Where's the man that serve? Where's the men that actually lay down their pride and their ego to serve others? You know, this is obviously a powerful thing in my life. It's unbelievable with the women in my life, how they've been affected by men. It's unbelievable how they've been affected. I mean, I won't tell all their stories, but if I think about, you know, my wife and my daughter and my mother and my mother-in-law and my sister-in-laws and just these women that are in my life that I see the effects that men have had. When I see what it's like to be sexually abused, to be abandoned, to just be left with nothing. The verbal abuse, physical abuse, drugs, alcohol abuse. Just like with the devastation of what a man is when he doesn't step up and be a man. When he's self-focused, selfish, defensive. That's the thing, the aggro thing we have, defensive. If you think that being uber aggressive is the way to show your masculinity, you're just showing that you're a boy who's scared and you figured out that I can get a lot more in life if I'm just aggressive, because it works. It works. When I went from timid to aggressive, it's a lot easier to get girls. A lot easier to get jobs, make sales. It seems like it's working. But the problem is I'm just abusing. And that was me. I've had two sides to this thing called life. Actually, probably three sides. I was weak and timid and feeble. I was abused. And then I got aggro. Alpha, forget this. I'm going to take the world. Scarface status. And I hurt people. I've hurt many, many people. I've been a drug dealer. I've been a drug addict. Girls were sports. I've hurt people. I've caused devastation. Hurt people. Irresponsible, selfish, dominating. For me. And when I look back, I know it's because I was afraid. I wasn't good enough. So I want to exert myself. I want to show. I want people to, you know, look at me. Pay attention to me. It's just a scared little boy. And I'm blessed that through a year period, you know, late 20s, this stuff just started happening. Things that broke my pride, humility, pain, having to go back and apologize, having to go back and tell my wife stuff, go back to people I've hurt, say I'm sorry, to humble myself, to break myself low. And what I thought would be eventually the thing that would tear me down and make me this weak, feeble man was actually the greatest strength. It takes lots of strength to be vulnerable. That thing that just popped in your head right now, that you're like, dang, I need to talk to my wife about that. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. That relationship you know you go repair, yeah, you do. Because when you do that, you're taking responsibility for others. You're like, I did wrong, but I'm gonna go make it right. And even if I can't make it right now, at least what I'm gonna do is say I'm sorry and mean it and try to change my ways. Instead of taking from people, I wanna give. I was a taker. And then I got smacked around, and I was like, ah, I just want to give. You know, it's crazy to go from drug addict to like personal development coach and people hiring you and contacting you, seeking you out for you to deposit in their lives. It's like, what happened? How'd that happen? You know, go from drug dealer and like, you know, getting pulled over by 7 undercover police officers that know you by name and being like, oh my gosh, to now being like a business owner and an entrepreneur and somebody who adds value to the world. Like, what happened? To be an absolute addict, have mental health issues, all of these different pieces, and then to flip. How does it happen? It happens by being a man, by taking responsibility, being vulnerable, stepping up, and not being so selfish, thinking about the others in your life. So, you know, this video is about what we're seeing out in the world today. And the funny thing is yes, there's a certain thing happening right now that's big, but I bet at any minute, any day you watch this video, it's probably not too hard to find men that aren't living out the real definition of manhood. The restraint, strong, responsible man. And I made this video because I'm afraid that the idea of manhood is under attack. It's not the aggro. It's not the aggressive, it's not the defensive, it's not the dominating. It's the servanthood. It's the loving, and it's the other focused. I hope this video is a blessing. Have a great day.